Daf Chav Hey, the Tosfos begins reading Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and as I told you yesterday, that Rabbeinu Chanan paskens like Rav Chisda that you're not allowed to shema even tzoya that's under the beggar and on his flesh, because you pass him kol atzmoy said tomorrow, we don't say kol and shema tal kol. Even the Rav Chisda was a time that Rav Huna, we go lechumra, and the Rif paskens like Rav Huna that you could do it as long as it's not by the mouth or by the nose, since the Gemara asks from Yuma Perek HaMamuna. Then Tosfos says, "Les hilchos sekihomach." Sneis said the halacha is not like this Mishnah, only like Lent. Rashi says the halacha is not like the Mishnah earlier that says tzoyis klavim chazerim, even when there's no skin is aser, but by tzoyis adam there's no shaykes and it's aser in any which way. It's mashma tzoyis tanagolim. Rava doesn't speak. In the other brisa, he doesn't have the gifts of tzoyis tanagolim at all, and he doesn't argue in this Mishnah as earlier. Therefore, you can ask a tzoyis tanagolim chicken rooster's tzoyah, even if there's no skin leather there, because that's the norm. Rabbeinu Yehuda said dafka when it's in their chicken coop where there's a tremendous smell. But if roosters are going run around the house, we don't have to worry. The Yishalmi says that only by the red roosters alone you have to be choshish. I don't know why, Tosfos says. And it says, Marchikin from the glal of the behemoth, from the tzoy of the behemoth, four amas. Shmuel Yitzchak said, Levad only of a donkey. Okay. Then the Gemara said, a reach ra that has no source to it. Some say that arabe sakisa, that are very deep, if there's a mechitza that's mafsik, is considered like a reach ra that has no source, just like the Beisakisa, the Prasoy later on. Kalva Chaimer, I think Rabbi Scheinberg says that our bathrooms that flush, as long as there's no tzayin, it would not be considered Beisakisa Kabur. Then on the Chav Heim at Beis, the Gemara had asked, it's Liberoy Se'erva when he's in the water. The Reis says, since the Gemara says, Bepshitas is Mashma Liberoy Se'erva is Osir, but Rabbeinu Shmai, the Talmud of Rasha, paskind like the Tanakama, the Liberoy Se'erva is Mutter. But later on, it's Mashma that's Osir, that they don't argue all these Amorim only by the ankle seeing the Erva. But Liberoy Se'erva, everyone holds as Osir. The halacha is negeya, if the ankle is touching the erva is aser. The reason why we're going is a negeya, because maybe you might touch it with his hand. Then we said a chamber pot of number two. Rashi says of earthenware, because it's very balua, is mashma according to him, but if it's a keli that's not balea, for instance, glass, maybe would be mutter. The gra. Says this would dafka be by Graf Shari, not by Avichal Meraglim, where number one, you wouldn't have this issue. Forget about the Grah. The Grah doesn't discuss this. But that's the chilek, that if it's glass, it might be mutter. Then we said, as long as he puts in a revius of water, but the graph, maybe Efsher wouldn't work water, because for number two, if it's so, you would need much more. And this is the end of Tosfos Daf Chav Hey.